everybody, and then public comment, and then it's my turn.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Harv.
Welcome.
All right. Is there anybody from the public in the room?
No.
No.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. It's my turn. I'm going to go through this quickly. There are seven items listed in our agenda under manager's report. The development procedure, final reading and motion to approve. We've been through this about three times at least. It was that process that as we went through the will serve and then we tried to get them to follow that procedure. It was that outline of what steps any developer will follow in getting approval from the district. Is that list given somewhere? There it is on the next tab.
Sorry to interrupt you, Paul.
Yes.
I'm going to call Bob Barrett right now.
Okay.
Because I don't know that we can do two on this phone, can we?
You can. He just hasn't called in yet.
Yeah, he just needs to call in.
See, Kerry?
Oh, just have him. Should I just tell him to call in?
That's the part.
And you were making fun of me. You made fun of me.
See,
I don't know if I have one without that.
You did.
All we did was take off the bottom that I was aware of, that I remember.
No, we took the percentages off.
Sorry, but I'm okay. Sorry, Kerry.
You're good.
That's okay.
So, at any rate, under the next tab, this development review and approval process, which lists five items, it takes up most of the page. And then, of course, we had proposed at some point a fee so that a developer, this is for a developer, this isn't for an individual lot. If you go to one more page, gentlemen, one more tab, you'll see that we've looked at this a few times.
There we go.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, Kerry, how's it?
I'm good.
Okay.
Sorry about the confusion. We've been all wound up in different times this morning, so sorry to wake you up early, but we're on board now.
I have a Stacy.
We're good.
Paul's
going through the director's report. It's fairly started.
Okay, so Bob, I'm looking at the development review approval process outline that is given there. And we had, according to our secretary, we had approved this, but we had reviewed it and we were fine with it, but we never took formal action on approving and thereby implementing this procedure. So our request is that if you're so disposed that we have a motion to approve this procedure.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second then. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, there's your answer, Paul.
Thank you. The next thing is every year we get a self-assessment report from the state on our that the state wants us to fill out. You don't have this, I'm sorry, in your book.
Okay.
That's it. Can we hold off till we can get that, and we'll start the meeting again at 10?
You know, I'm taking full responsibility for this faux pas, so he's just striking at my heart. Yeah, I know. So at any rate, I'm sure you want to read this thing. And what we do is we self-score ourselves, and I have filled it out. It requires, and you know, if you so wish and you want to look at it, all of you, and be able to look at this thing and how we've scored ourselves, which is abysmal, because you know we're just barely taking care of things as we need to. I'd be glad to make this available to you. Otherwise, what's required under this is that I have a motion from the board to or a resolution to approve this document, and I send it on to the state.
Okay. So I'd make the motion that we approve that document and send it on to the state.
Is it a resolution?
There's a resolution.
Second. Do we have...
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
It's just a point of information. It's a resolution rather than a...
There it is.
Okay,
on the resolution. Any other questions, comments?
It's resolution 02-2017.
Yep, that one. OK,
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, thank you. Next thing is under the new will.
Hold on just a moment. Commissioner?
Yes.
On resolutions, if I understand those correctly, don't we have to do a roll call vote on that?
We probably do, but I can cast specifically by name, but if it's unanimous, then that's the same as a roll call.
Okay, thank you. I'm just trying to understand.
Okay. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, thank you. New well. There was a conference call last Thursday with the state officials. This is relative to bonding. The bond attorney for the state and the bond attorney that we have hired in terms of outlining what the process and the procedure is to get this bonding in place and thereby start the process of developing the new well site at the original old Pizzle Springs diversion on Summit property. I emphasize that. The way it boils down right now, if we want to get started this year, I have a lot of work to do between now and the 1st of June to make the June 22nd State Water Resources Board meeting to get them to commit funds so that we have money to pay to get the site preparation and the test well drilling going. Now, you know, that means that we're going to have funds, you know, July sometime. You know, we're well into the season at that particular point and it's ready to start thinking about shutting down for winter weather. So there's a quite a process to go through, and of course this is all predicated upon having all of this information together and then getting the state to approve it and getting us to approve it and getting the approvals that or the necessary documentation that we need to be able to submit to the state. You know, I'm treading lightly because all of you have heard me ad nauseum talk about the need for this easement. It's a deal killer if we don't have it because we have no land on which to put the well. So that's where that particular process is.
Do we need to get an easement then from Summit? Is
we
that
do. And they have,
we need to get an easement from Summit.
Yes.
I think he's joking, Jim.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we do. Right now, everything, all of our facilities are located on Summit property. Very frankly, all of them.
So.
Go ahead, Bob. Well, you know, last meeting, I sort of suddenly asked if there's anything else that we might need, and it was a softball question, to be sure, but. You know, to quote our U.S. Secretary of State, E. Rex Tillerson, when he talks about North Korea, the era of 1980 is over on this issue, okay? We need this water. Somebody is withholding this purposely and stupidly. They need us to find water as much as we need to find water because the crew that they're going to be using up there very easily, meaning that Livingston well, could very easily start pushing through geologic formations and kill hidden lake woods. So, as Paul has suggested, he's pushed on this ad nauseum, and my recommendation here is that today, by the end of business hours, Summit execute the transfer of this easement. These documents have been prepared and are ready to be executed. Ann Winston, their attorney, is a real estate attorney. Chris Crockett, our former attorney, if you will, was involved with this. This can be executed today, and I believe that we need to not just request or pretty please, or can you do this, okay? We need to demand that this happens today, or we need to file condemnation proceedings, okay? There can be no more tap dancing around this issue. Can somebody tell me what the county or the state or any other municipality would do when faced with such an ongoing bunch of nonsense? they need to transfer this easement.
I'm going to speak to that, Bob. I can't tell you, but I understand what you're saying. I think a deadline of this week would be reasonable. I think today might be a little, but I think this week is reasonable. Can I get you to maybe off your on your comment to maybe soften that to this week rather than today?
Well, you know, no. I'm sorry. I mean, I think it's very impossible. We kept our powder dry here. We kept the wolfies at bay. I'm keeping the neighbors at bay. Enough already. These documents can be executed today. There's an important meeting tomorrow, okay? This should not happen. I talked to Carrie over the weekend. I persuaded an important conversation to start.
Is that as loud as that?
But this is crazy, and it can't go on. They can execute these documents in about 15 minutes. They've got a real estate attorney. They have notaries. We have people that can review it. Chris Crockett can review it. If we can't get this easement, we need to file condemnation proceedings. We need to prepare public relations comments and prepare for that code issue. This has been going on too long. This can be done urgently, and trust me, if someone wanted paperwork done urgently, they would call us every half hour until we did it. This is not just a little irritant. This is mission critical for having water. I can't tell you how silly this has become. They're withholding this, and they're doing it purposely.
I hear you.
So, that's my position. Tell them to do it today or start condemnation proceedings. I'm just one vote, but we can't be giving them Christmas presents, if you will. We'll serve letters on 300 ERCs where we don't even know where we are. We can't entertain in other discussions with these guys. This is a no-brainer for them. Give us the easement. I mean, this is just infuriating. Paul's handcuffed here. The district is handcuffed. Our customers are handcuffed. This is ridiculous. So that's how I feel.
Okay. Well, I absolutely love the passion of a Hawaiian guy at 5 a.m. in the morning, Hawaii.
Well,
that sounded weird. I'm trying to make sure I have the right context.
Wait a second. Yeah, well, that's
you know. James, can you call him? I mean, you're the summit representative, liaison, whatever.
I can call and talk to him and see where they're at. They were amenable to the easement when I talked to him last. I don't know if they're. I know their plans have changed a little bit on looking at how to deal with the district and possibly creating their own district. I don't know if they're looking at a leverage to pull their 134 units out into their own district. That may be part of it. They had some plan on guaranteeing water or something.
Delivering
water for a period of time. So I can talk. I'm happy to talk to him. We'll probably talk to him tomorrow, maybe. I don't know if I'll talk to him today. And see where they're at. They live in a different stratosphere than we do sometimes. So, but well, yes, Bob, I will talk to them ASAP and get back to you.
So here's, if Mr. Chair, I would like to make the motion that we get a easement from Powder Mountain on or before. Because I think timeliness is also important on this.
It's next to godliness.
I think we should have an easement before before 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on Thursday, the 27th of April. And if we haven't received the easement for that property, we start the condemnation process.
How expensive is that process? So are we going to do what the Wolfies did and get into a spending battle with Summit?
I don't think condemnation would put us in a spending battle because, you know, the reality is with a government entity on condemnation, there's really not much they can do about it. It's not something that really can be much of a drawn-out process, but it can take a little time, right? And my only question is, do we have the, we don't have an attorney in the room right now. I'm not sure exactly what that procedure would be if we have to have, if our motion today can bind us to starting that process, or if we need to come back into another meeting to start that process. I'm not positive. But I do tend to agree with Bob on this. I think they are using it as leverage, and we've got to change that mindset because this is something that we don't have time to play around with anymore. I mean, this is one of those things that has to happen soon.
I'd like to have Paul getting this thing done this year and not waiting another year, because we wait another year, then they're going to say to us, well, we're not responding to them because they haven't done this. And so this is a no-brainer. Let's get her done.
Well, just another fact. I mean, there's a lot, but in the interest of time, I'll just say this. Relative to their desires to develop more land immediately, they're out of lots, according to Greg Morrow, a conversation of about 3 weeks ago when he was leveraging me to give them more concessions before he will give up that easement, and he was right up front about it. The issue is this. We are locked up relative to granting anyone any connection for water beyond what has already been committed, beyond what we have, 88 connections, and their 124 that was under the initial development agreement. We cannot go any farther because we're down to one source, and the state says you shall have two sources. They're trying to get their Bloomington well going. But our geotechnical, Don Barnett, sees a problem with it, and we'll talk further with him about that tomorrow, in terms of them drilling the way they intend to drill, where they intend to drill next to our other well. Bob's right, and this comes from Don. The drilling mud from the Bloomington well could very well migrate into the Hidden Lake well, which shuts it down. We have zero water supply. We have got to have another well, and we need to, you know, just for safety's sake, we need to have our own well now at this point, the way these guys are playing. Not rely on them, not hope that they'll honor their word. That's where I come back to what I said to you, Commissioner. Mm-hmm. That they'll supply water to us and they won't turn us off.
Yeah, I'm on that.
So here's the other issue. I'm sorry, should we finish that now? I'm sure.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Well, the other thing that I learned in this conference call is, and I'm working this back again, but the state's expectation is that when we have the closing in July, that I bring a check for $223,000, which is our 15% of the $1.488 million, to the escrow agent to be deposited. $223,000. Right now, I have in the PI account.
PTIF account, there's 200.
There's just 200, without any other, you know, and then we're collecting. Dang close. Now I'm going to work that down, because we need a margin. I need to keep some money in the bank. You know, I can't just be broke. You can't be broke. We'll work that down and we'll make installments. But there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of play here. That's what I'm saying. So that's the status of the new well. Was there a motion that wasn't that?
Yeah, there was a motion,
but not a second.
Not a second yet. Does anybody want to second that motion?
Bob?
No.
I'll second the motion. Thank you, Bob.
I know it sounds weird.
So,
excuse me, I need a tissue because I'm dabbing the tears off my cheeks here.
Bob, I think I'll Jim's motion is just to give a little more prep time for some of this, right?
I don't know. I think, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I just want to, but I think my motion certainly is to support what I understand, what Paul and Bob have said. I'm just, my only difference between the motion that I have and what Bob was saying is that I'm giving him a little more than the end of the day. I'm giving him 2 or 3 days to get that together. That's all.
My pushback on that is you can't go into this meeting tomorrow at this kind of disadvantage. You just can't. They're going to be pushing, although it's an information gathering session, they're going to be pushing for ways for us to acknowledge the potential or the reality of their strategic intention to form an open, their own district. That's a whole thing.
Bob, they can push all they want as far as I'm concerned, but I'm pretty cemented. I mean, the cement, I'm not only cemented in, it's had time to dry. So.
Yeah, no, you know, I understand that, okay? But 3 meetings ago, when we acquiesced to a no-brainer sewer easement, I think it was James that says, now's the time for us to start to build trust and move forward and all this sort of stuff. I don't feel the aloha when they string us out on something that, first of all, we can get if we need to, and secondly, is mission critical for our district, our customers, and their people. Let's not forget that phase one is served by our district. Okay, these drilling rigs that Paul talked about are real. Okay, we've got to be careful here. I don't think we can take one more step forward with these guys until they show a little bit of good faith with us.
You're not getting any pushback from me on that.
Yeah, and they can press the send button on these documents. These documents are sitting on a desk. There's no time lag here required. It's a mistake in my mind to enter into any discussions with these guys until they snap out of it on this issue. In the words of Matt Bell, we're being complicated here. If we don't tell them, and I know it sounds crazy at 5 a.m. in Hawaii, and that's just the way it is. Honestly, I'm dug in on this. So if you guys, I'll abstain on a vote for wait till Thursday. When you go in there tomorrow, they've still got that easement, and they think that they've got some wiggle room.
You may have something there.
All right, what's your pleasure?
They've had enough time to recognize this. Paul has talked to them a bunch of times. I've talked to Jeff personally twice on this matter. Okay? And oh, by the way, while we're demanding the easement, tell them to pay for the test well. I don't want to sound like this, honestly. We've kept our powder dry. I feel like my tone's been relatively measured here over time with these issues. But this is not some minor operational point that we need. So that's all I got to say. And I'll be quiet the rest of the meeting. Sorry.
No.
Please don't. Okay, Jim, what do you want to do on your motion? You want to
I got
vote
a second.
On the way it is?
I okay. got a second on yeah. it. I think it's reasonable.
Okay.
All right. If there's no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Abstention.
I abstain.
Okay. Dr. Bob abstains.
Okay, just I'll keep going quickly here. The next thing is standards and details. What I have here, and Bob, again, this was sent out to all of you, and I know you didn't open it. I wouldn't if I was you. This particular document that CRS has prepared in behalf of the district, along with the resolution, which we got an email vote on this. So this was a couple of weeks ago. It was approved, but I'm showing it to you. So you know what we have. So in other words, anybody that comes in now with this resolution that will be signed by the chairman will be held to some standards rather than just, oh, we think we want this or we think we want that. So that's what that is, just for your information.
Bob, have you seen this document?
Yes, I read it. It looked fine to me. It's just boilerplate standards.
Yeah,
but he read it on the beach.
Yeah.
Isn't that? So do you have a motion then?
I move we accept these standards.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. It's unanimous.
Thank you. I'm going to abstain.
No, you're not.
Aye.
Okay, item number five, and I bring this up for your information. I'm not in a position, although the chairman asked me to address this a couple of weeks ago again, relative to, I acknowledge now, after the research we've done, that Powder Mountain District owes Weaver County, and we think it's $98,267, not $104, as the county clerk or whomever you were talking to thinks it is.
So what is this for? Have they owe what?
It was done back in the, prior to us, it was done to add when they were doing all the improvements. When all this bonding was going on, there was a water line extended up into the existing condominium units.
Sundown
condominium units. And the cost of that was $98,000. We finally got to the bottom of it and realized it was. And it was something for the district. It wasn't something for the county or Powder Mountain themselves. My problem is being able to, I was asked to give a commitment in behalf of the district as to how we're going to get this repaid.
You can imagine Scott is wanting some answers.
Frankly, there's so many moving parts right now. Are we a district? That's the first big question. Are we going to remain that way? And am I going to be able to plan on any revenue from anybody to pay for anything? And so it's been really hard for me to be able to make a commitment to answer what we're going to do. We recognize that it's an obligation. I think we've got it built into a new rate structure that I just gave you a copy of. Right. Bob, I apologize. You don't have it. We're not going to act on it. This is information only. I've got it built into there. But that starts if and when we decide to have a new rate. Until then, can I pay, what do I pay, $100 a month? I know that's not reasonable.
Well, so I had a talk with Scott Park, the comptroller of the county, and he would like to see some kind of first he wanted recognition that the district felt like this money was owed. Paul has given that at least up to the $98,000, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so now it's a matter of him just wanting to see something, either some payments start to come in or a payment schedule set up or something to show so that he can justify why we're holding this loan, why the county is holding this, basically what amounts to a loan at this point. So he's okay with that. He's okay with a drawn out payment structure, mm-hmm. but we just need to decide how to do that. So I don't really think that's something that we can decide here today. I think it would be wise if we made a payment of something to the county just to show that we recognize what's going on. And I'd leave that to Paul to determine what that amount could or should be to start with. But with all the discussion that's going on that we talked about that's confusing, it's probably good that we not do more than what hurts us right off, that'll hurt us right off the bat.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I recognize that it's looming over my head. I know it's there. We want to get going.
And I don't think it's something we need a motion on other than, I think, to have all the trustees understand that we have this obligation and make them aware in this public meeting that's an obligation that we need to consider at some point in the near future to keep the county happy. So
I would go so far as to even indicate that I see that we need to make some moves this year, but we've got to sort out these other things in my estimation. So
okay. Everybody okay with that?
And
I'm okay with that.
I said to the chairman, I'll be glad to stand in front of the county commission as they're acting as their body and express this to them also if I need to.
Okay.
Okay. Next thing, and this will be the last thing, the status of the rate and impact fee study. What you have in your, this thing right here that's in your books right here, this is just a draft of what Zions would suggest at two different levels of income, $450,000 or $560,000 per year. And mind you, our total budget right now is not that high. Is it, Carrie? It's
no.
200, 300.
Not quite 300.
And what we've also done, as I've suggested, is we've broken out Summit's service area from, as we call it, the old district area for two reasons. You know, the obvious discussion right now, and also what Summit is doing and what they intend to do. Their operating costs up there are, with all the sewer lift stations they have and that they need to have, and the pressure regulating stations and stuff, their costs are going to be markedly higher, operating costs up there. And so I suggested this as a way to look at it, and our economic advisors have looked at it this way in terms of what's the difference. I show this to you and I give it to you as just something to look at, just something to have as information. We need to, you know, you need to embrace what I've included in the budget to get to that high number. Because you can see, for example, Summit water rate could be in 2017 or middle of this year, $116 per month, $117 per month. And maybe some of those rich folks won't care. The old county could be as high, the old district could be as high as $96 a month, which they'll scream at. That's water. And then of course we've got sewer at 54 on the mountain and the old district at 45. Right now we're at 37. Now that's not quite as much a disparity. So I need to present to you, me and Matt Millis from Zions need to present to you all the items that I've thrown in the wish list to get this number up this high. And then we need to, you know, you'll give us a dose of reality. So I just give this to you as information.
So the rates have to be that high because our operating costs and our loans dictate it?
Well, yeah, we've got a loan that we're taking on, which will be for the next couple of years, will be $48,000 a year. And then we've got, the other things I planned on is if we're going to be a real district, you know, maybe we should have someplace, $24,000 for the first 4 years and then $46,000 for the next year five on. Then, you know, maybe we should be renting some space and maybe we should have a place to park our equipment and store our extra parts and stuff. And maybe we should have a service truck that can service these lift stations, lift those pumps out. I've got all of those things. You know, I'll show you the litany of things that we've got in there, and then you can
holy
say,
macro.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's a big deal.
It makes more sense to take a mine.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And operating a district is a big deal, and giving service that's reliable is a big deal. And up until now, it hasn't been necessarily reliable. It's been, well, if we're out for a day or so, it doesn't matter. No, that isn't okay for a public district, you know. And so, and it takes manpower and a full-time operator that we don't have right now. Those kind of things. So that's what I'm staring at. I want to show it to you. I want you to give me all kinds of pushback, bring me back to reality, and then we'll tweak these numbers. Just something for you to understand.
Have we done a viability study to see if the district's viable? Because I don't think $150 a month is viable to people.
No, I agree with you. I really do, and I'm not on board with this necessarily. But I, you know, we've got to paint the room and see if you like the wall color, and we don't like the wall color. I agree. But then it's a matter of how are we going to phase this in and what don't we want to provide versus what we've got on the list. And so that's what I need. We'll look at that and you'll tell me what you think we should cut out. And we'll cut it out and we'll step it in. I think we've got to do more than we're doing. That's what I'm saying. I'm paying Evan overtime all the time or extra because his wage did not contemplate what he's doing. And I've got to update some sewer lift stations if we're going to remain as we are.
Which are incredibly expensive.
Yeah, well, and what I've had to put out, $43,000 so far this year, and then we had a controller go out, which is going to cost another $6,000 that I didn't plan on. You know, those things have come to the end of their useful life. Nobody's bothered to take care of them.
And we need to be proactive rather than reactive in all this stuff.
Exactly.
So we need a proactive plan.
And so I'm trying to get ahead of the curve, is what I'm trying to do here a little bit.
But I agree with James.
I agree. I'm just saying, this is good for shock treatment here to you.
Well, it's working.
Okay.
Well, to show that there's, you know, this really is one of those areas that's been neglected so much over time that there's, I mean, it ought to be, if nothing else, it's a good lesson.
Yeah.
To learn for the future.
And
from someone else's mistakes. Let's not take the credit for it all ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's where that is. The other thing I was going to show you is the, maybe you're doing the budget, aren't you? So am I done? I'm done.
You're done already?
Why?
Nay.
No, go fast. I'm going fast.
We've got to get some kind of proactive plan, though, moving forward. But the whole answer goes back to more users, so more people are paying into this deal.
Yeah?
That goes back to what I've been saying the whole time.
Again, that's my only concern is, are we alienated all of our new users? You want to sue all our new users?
I'm just
telling you that's.
I want to do stuff.
That's why the new users don't want to be part of the district. That's what I keep hearing over and over again. If I was a new user, I wouldn't want to be part of the district. So.
What?
I'm just being honest with you. If I was Summit, I don't think Summit wants to be part of the district for a variety of reasons. And I can leverage them and I'll twist an arm to get this easement squared away and taken care of so we can move forward. And I don't have any issue with that. But I just don't see them wanting to be part of the district because if we're looking at them as all of our new users to help offset costs and put new lift stations in and take care of our infiltration issues we have and an antiquated old system. I don't think you would buy into a business model like that.
No, but strategically, you know, the sewer problem, that's an integration issue down below, okay? It's even a higher level. I'm not so sure why we aren't looking at about an integration with Wolf Creek for water and sewer.
Did you hear that, Paul? You didn't hear
integration,
that.
Integration issue. I heard that.
Bob, I don't know what's going on. It's like all of a sudden we can't hear you, and then we can again. I don't know if your phone is going up against your cheek or something, but
I don't think so. It's standing here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I don't know. For some reason you're real quiet, and then we can't hear you, and then all of a sudden we're good. So sorry. We'll keep trying. But what were you saying, Bob? Are you done?
Is that better?
That's way better. Yep.
Wow.
Okay, go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, I mean, their stated dissatisfaction with this existing district, I mean, it's clearly reflected in the fact that they're not paying their fees, if that's what... one manifestation of that. But the sewer piece has been pretty obvious all along. We're going to have to connect to Wolf Creek. We need to have those strategic conversations. That's going to allow them, if you will, to participate in the new and improved district. Okay? We've supported them. We're providing them service currently. So the reasons why they want to form an own district revolve around control. It's not that they're worried about bearing the cost. Those costs can very easily be segregated out and create those incentives for specific cost allocation. Okay, so that's a false argument that they're making right there. So they want control is the reason they want to form their own district. They want to do what they want without any interposed interference that they perceive we've created for them. And it's a whole separate conversation. But these operational issues, that's nonsense. It actually is.
Okay.
Experiencing that would make them confident in what's going on.
Okay. All right, where do we go from here?
Well, treasurer's report.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're done on that topic. If we are, let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's go to the treasurer's report.
No, it's a complicated thing, Terry. It is an emotional area, but let's not confuse their true motivations here with their stated motivations. That's my feeling.
Okay, good point. All right, let's go to the district financials, Carrie.
All right, in the back of your book, you'll find the budget versus actuals. Paul, was there anything you wanted to go over with that?
What I did is I highlighted what's in the fly sheet. I highlighted in the district P&L of those particular areas that we are over budget on, or we're banging up against. We're out of sync. We've spent 73%, or we've spent, like I say, $40,000 in emergency sewer when we only had $43,000. So we've got $3,000 to operate the rest of the year. Legal is up to 46% of our legal. Our power bills, because we've been pumping stormwater, we've spent 67% of our power bill allocation already, and we've got the year to go. So and then of course water rights consulting, we spent 77% of that, at least what I had guessed. I mean, this was a guess, I admit it, when we did the budget. This is our first year of doing a full year's budget. So I just make you aware of the fact of where we are financially. If you were to look at the bottom line, the one thing that is not, that misrepresents itself here is that it looks like we're a negative $158,000. Well, that $135,000 that we paid for the COBABE shares shows up here, but really, it's as was indicated here, that we got to move that over to the balance sheet. We're using impact fees. We used impact fees to pay for that, and it isn't O&M. So that's I'm working with our accounting people to get that so that it looks the way it should. But I just bring this to your attention. And of course, there are some items on here, I admit, and I'm going to work with staff also. We've created new categories here, and we have no budget for it. We didn't approve it, and so I'll work through that with staff also. So this is not quite perfect, but we continue to tweak it, and I'll continue to keep every month. You'll see one of these. Okay, now this.
And then it's just the check register. This basically gives you the checks that were presented during the month of between March and April since last time. We just signed, which will be consent items here shortly. The bills that were paid for this month, right now in the account, Summit did pay. I received a check Friday. They gave us $30,000. That takes us up to almost $60,000, and $22,000 of it went out in bills that were just signed. So basically everything's taken care of as far as the bills go. Just a heads up on that 98. The difference between the 98 and the 104 was paid last month. Those were Chris's fees, is what it was.
Oh,
so okay. Weber County is completely paid in full. You just signed another one. The only thing we have outstanding with Weber County is that bill.
Okay.
So those were Chris's fees. You signed it last month. It got paid. It was just between the conversation between them receiving the check.
Okay, great.
So there is nothing owing with Weber.
Okay.
So everything is basically taken care of and paid up until I can get the post office again today.
What was the reason Summit gave for not paying on time? I'm interested to know that.
They really didn't. It had our attention, and in talking to the chairman, we decided to let it just ride just a little bit, and then I was going to go after them, but in the meantime, they did pay. I think it's just a matter of cash flow for them, frankly.
How far behind were they?
2 months. Powder Mountain portion of it wasn't. It was the Summit portion that was.
Yeah.
So they, everything is caught up now.
So again, they're paying half of my fee in that. And then any review costs, any review charges and inspection fees and stuff they're paying. You know, we're back billing them. You pay CRS and CRS and then the district then back bills Summit.
Okay. We don't need a motion on the financials, do we? Just an information item, or do we usually take a motion on that?
Just the consent to do the minutes and pay the bills.
So on the consent items, we have request for approval of the district bills to be paid, which is warrants number 215 through 224, the amount of $22,241.41, and the request for the approval of the minutes for the meeting held on March 27th. Anybody want to make a motion to that effect?
I make a motion to adopt the consent items as read.
Okay, second? By anyone?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous on a vote of 1-0. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody, I'm sure everybody intended to vote. Request for a motion to adjourn the public meeting for a closed strategy session to discuss the acquisition of real property, including any form of water right and any pending or reasonably imminent litigation. Okay, moving a second. We need a roll call vote to do that. Trustee Harvey.
Aye.
Trustee Ebert.
Aye.
Trustee Barron. Okay, we're in closed session. It's unanimous. We're in closed session.